episode 470 of Global from Asia, boots on the ground in Shenzhen, China, the logistics hub of the world. We're diving into the latest trends and insights on exporting from China to global markets.
Welcome to the Global from Asia podcast, where the daunting process of running an international business is broken down into straight up actionable advice.
Welcome to Global from Asia, episode 470. I'm Lisa Yuson, your GFA community manager. And today, Mike is in his element, on the ground in Shenzhen, China, visiting his investment company, Easy China Warehouse, and catching up with his business partner and CEO, Justin Lin.
That's right, Lisa. Shenzhen is the heartbeat of cross-border e-commerce, and I'm here hyper-networking at the Shenzhen SEO Conference, connecting with Amazon sellers and e-commerce pros from around the globe. It's intense, and I love it.
You're thriving out there, Mike. Today's episode is special. You're walking through the Fuyang District, the logistics center of China, with Justin Lin, talking real-time business insights. And for those watching on YouTube, you're in for a treat with Mike's new video gear, showing more than just talking heads.
Exactly. Audio listeners, don't worry. We'll paint the picture for you. Plus, Justin and I will both be at the Cross-Border Summit 2025 in Chiang Mai, Thailand, November 3rd to 5th. So this is a great warm-up. Stick around for our outro, where we'll share more and answer a listener question.
Let's hear from our GFA community. This week's listener question comes from Sarah in Seattle. How do you manage quality control with Chinese suppliers when you're based overseas? We'll tackle that in the outro. For now, let's dive into episode 470.
Before we dive in, join us at the Cross-Border Summit 2025, November 3rd to 5th in Chiang Mai, Thailand. Network with top e-commerce entrepreneurs, learn cutting-edge strategies, and grow your global business. Get your tickets at crossbordersummit.com. Also, check out our GFA VIP membership for exclusive resources and community access at globalfromasia.com/VIP.
Hello.
Hey, Justin.
Hey.
It's our partner CEO at Easy China Warehouse. We're here at the warehouse in Shenzhen, China. How are you doing today?
I'm good. Yeah, welcome you, and I'm happy you come again. Yeah.
Of course, man. Great to see business is doing well. Yeah. And you've been growing. We just had a nice lunch with some of our team.
Yeah.
And it's doing great.
So. Yeah. Everything's great. I mean, you can tell from our warehouse, it's like full. It's like 100% full. So
jam-packed.
Thanks a lot. Customer trust us. We getting our business getting better. So yeah.
Awesome. So today we're going to do a video podcast showing up. This is, of course, we're here at Easy China Warehouse, but it's also at what part of business?
Here is the Bao'an, and we call Fuyang. Basically, the park here is the center. Fuyang is the center logistic area of China. So basically, if like most China shipping agent you contact, they like almost from in here, near the area. It's like in Bao'an, in Shenzhen, yeah.
Great, so let's take a look. We'll take you outside and show some of the spots. So let's go take a walk around.
Yeah, sure, let's go.
All right.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's full warehouse.
Yeah.
And we're here at the...
And the whole floor, like this warehouse, like based all full. You can see like every dock, you can see when you come. Yeah, it's full. Well, we will prepare send all this out very soon. Send out all this very soon. Yeah.
Great. Yeah, it's definitely jam-packed. We're here in mid-September 2025, right?
Yeah.
So it's great.
And also, you can see here, also like full. So we can be full, not this full. On third floor, we also full. We also have warehouse like downstairs and also full.
Wow.
So, yeah. Since our customers trust us and helping us grow business, we also are very happy to help you guys if we as Prada keep growing together.
Yeah, definitely. So what's the most popular service that people are doing? I mean, I use it for Amazon brands, FBA.
Yeah, now still main ones, Amazon FBA and some Walmart and some like Shopify. So yeah, but Amazon still like about like 60%. Oh, some also like about 20% like about the B2B traditional trading for the shipment.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great. And then I think I sometimes get the Taobao products.
Yeah. Also Taobao, some of our customer also like order from Taobao, Pinduoduo, 168.com, and then send to our warehouse, and then we will send to our customer. Yeah.
Yep. All right. So we'll take a look downstairs.
Yeah, sure.
Check around the neighborhood. All right.
Yeah.
And these elevators.
Yeah. The cargo elevator.
We're in the cargo elevator. Yeah. This is the real behind the scenes here.
Yeah.
Seeing the real logistics center.
Yeah.
And it's hot. It's hot.
It's a hot day.
Oh, it's a hot day. But Shenzhen is hot a lot, right? Yeah. South China. All right, let's take a look. We're going to go out the door. Open sesame. There we go. All right. So okay. Fuyong District. It's near the airport, right, Shenzhen?
Yeah, it's near about 10 minute drive to the airport. So, yeah.
Okay.
And walk around, you can see the first floor here, all warehouse.
Yeah,
The whole place is a warehouse.
Everything is a warehouse.
Yeah, you can see this side too.
Over there.
Yeah.
Products, shipping all around the world.
Yes.
Okay. We talked about this in a previous show, the tariffs and Trump, and what are your thoughts now getting into, we're in September into 2025. How's the whole tariff thing going?
Yeah, the hotel, like we sent the tariffs like cost, so we don't like raise up the cost, the shipping cost recently not like raise up, like since like also since like the tariff cost the US the cargo goes down not much compared last year this time in September, and the cargo should be a lot compared this time, but now the cargo still like drop down compared like last year. I mean when it always like the why so company not raise their price normally in close to Q4 they will like raise the price for the shooting rate. So I think the tariff affect the cargo go to US drop down, but to other country from China like EU like Japan like Australia, Canada, still okay. Just basically same as last year. Yeah, and South Asia goes up from the export data show that.
The shipping rates goes up.
No, the cargo, the rates basically stay.
Great.
But yeah,
the amount, the volume is
the
up.
The volume goes up, yeah.
Got it.
Yeah.
So these are more warehouses, but this one, these are always busier, right?
This is the airport one because they will take the air flight like every day. The cargo come to here. You can see there are the machine. You can see from here the truck brought it. You can see here the truck they will bought. They will measure the cargo size and then just like take to the airport and then catch the flight today.
Got it, yeah. So it's near the airport, and then this truck is just... Yeah. I think this truck just picked up. He just picks them up, and he's going...
They just drop the cargo down.
Oh, he's dropping it off.
Yeah, because every day, they will just pick... They send to the car, send the cargo to airport at night.
At night, okay.
Yeah, not at the daytime, we pick up all the cargo from different area, and then send to here, measure the size, and then send all the cargo, like, with the pack them, and then send to airport at night.
Oh.
Yeah. And normally like as you can tell, like there are a lot of truck coming in. Not like have the big container loading the cargo, because at the daytime, even for CFAE, we also like at the daytime for receiving the cargo, and then we know the cargo to the container at night because the truck is very big. there are a lot of truck coming. If there are a lot of big truck come in to load the cargo, then the traffic jam will be like stop the whole area. Also, it's not a good time for not receiving the cargo if we do it at daytime.
Yeah. Got it. Yeah.
So we can walk.
Okay, sure. Here. Which way?
Yeah.
Down this road? All right.
Yeah.
Let's go this way. Interesting. So that's why, because I think we have some people work with us at Easy China Warehouse that are working at SF at night, right? So a lot of the logistics work at night, you're saying.
Yeah. They, at night, people will arrange the truck, the container to the warehouse and then load the cargo. And then you can see the whole supply chain here. There are some only do air freight, some only do sea freight. And like us, Easy China Warehouse, we are one-stop solution. We not just provide sea freight, air freight. We provide all different countries and all air freight, sea freight,
yep.
FBA, and the small package shipping, D2C shipping. But for them, they only do one. We have a one-stop solution.
Cool.
And for our customer, because some of our customers don't want to go to different, sea freight, go this, air freight, and making things more complicated. So we just provide one-stop solution and tell our customer easy.
Nice.
Yeah, and we kind of we had the community, like logistics community. Like every company, we had a community group, and then we help each other when there are some shipping, there are a lot of bail to ship, and then we will help them, and they will help us. We support each other as a whole area partner in the whole logistics area. Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot. I've seen also like logistics fairs. You've been to the trade shows and other
things. Yeah, it will have that night in Shenzhen, the also near airport for the trade show.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great. So, I guess back to the current trends in the market, you're saying the shipping rates have not increased like usual because maybe the tariffs have discouraged the shipping companies from increasing their price too much?
Yeah. For the one store company not like raise up the rate, and then the tenant not like goes up. So far the rate to US is not like last year, like it's like significantly increased. So rise up. So now I think it's a good time to shoot. See, because the price is okay. So yeah.
Got it. And how do you think the economy is, what you're noticing here, is it?
Yeah, I think it's like after the COVID, now it's getting better because like even though the tariff like affect the trading, I mean the US trading with China, right? But still, I mean people still need to come still need to like spend money, buy stuff.
So,
I mean, even the rise up the price a bit, but still need to buy. But the cargo still not like in the during the COVID like a lot, but still, getting better.
Okay. And then we were talking about it. Like, I think some people know my brands and what I sell. I sell mostly U.S. I need help go to like Japan and other markets. You're seeing the opportunities now is still the global market, right? International.
Yeah, I think a lot. I also discuss a lot with our seller customer, and they saying now U.S. is not the best market anymore because too much competition. The competition is really hard to make. For them to making money, even they may sell a lot, but still the net profit is goes up. So, but I talked with other customer who had doing the multiple country, multiple market, and then they from the what they tell us, and
got a fire truck coming here.
The fire truck will come every day because they need to check in case there are fire. They will check if you met their requirement of the fire requirement, make sure everybody like has some knowledge about the fire, like how to do the protection.
Especially in a warehouse, right?
Yeah, especially with the warehouse, the whole area warehouse. So they have fire station near here. So just make sure if there's something happen, they will, can like put it down very fast, and also check every day and to make sure everyone's not do the protection is not good. So back to the topic again. What's the topic again?
We're talking about international markets and diversifying. I'm still mostly U.S. I still think a lot of people here U.S.
If you ask around, people do selling on U.S., U.K., EU, and multiple countries. If you check with them, I believe most sellers, they will tell you one thing. The most profit they get not from U.S. anymore. I mean, the net profit, I'm not talking about sale. The sale's still really big in U.S., but the net profit still like maybe not good as other countries like EU, U.K., Japan. So I would suggest people to send to other countries like Japan, also very big population there, and EU. So if you don't know, you may need the VAT stuff, but if you need help, you can contact us. We know how to deal with that.
Great. And shall we talk about the global, what do you see about the economy? Are people's sales up or down? I mean, based on what you see with the shipping.
I mean, the economy of the global.
I guess maybe we'll first talk global and also talk China, but let's first talk global. Like, what do you see from your perspective and data? Like, is the shipments, how does it look to you from your perspective?
From my perspective, I think the trip from global, the cargo is still doing okay. If you need to compare last year, it's not like good as last year, the cargo sent out, but still really big. I think it dropped up a bit, maybe like 5%, something like that, 5 to 10%, something like that. But still, I think still like doing okay, the economy. And also inside China, after COVID, I think everything kind of like back to normal now. I mean, even the China stock market goes up. So I think things will slowly getting better.
Which way?
Yeah.
This is cool. We're doing a podcast walking around.
And we walk around, we can walk around, like you can see there the path there.
Yeah, if you're watching.
And then we go down there, and then you will see also a lot small shipping agent, like everywhere.
Everywhere.
Yeah. The whole village in this area, they all doing the shipping, the international shipping. They may like some may just only do the U.S., some may just only do the
Europe,
U.K., EU, or some are doing South Asia, small country. Yeah, like every country, like as long as they are the government allowed to send out, allowed to import the destination government allow Chinese cargo go get into it, then you can find in here.
Yeah, we're going down, like it looks more like the residential area if you're watching on the video.
Yeah, this is the street. I think this street is for the food street.
Okay, right.
And then go down, we'll see more. The school here.
Oh, what is it? They're like
school,
lined up.
School.
Oh, for school.
Yeah, they're waiting for pick up their kid.
Yeah,
there's school here.
Okay, there's a school behind us. Yeah, it is about school finish time.
Yeah, one is school and they have security here to protect the kids and make sure that not like hit by truck, by car.
Especially in a logistics center.
Yeah.
Whoa. Okay, we're in the middle of the road now, walking. old kid peeing. I think I got it on camera. That was on video for those that saw. Little kid peeing. Easter egg for those that want to go back to that clip.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is, yeah, so if those listening and everyone watching, now we're like kind of in the restaurant food area after the school. So yeah, it's like a full community. So people live here and work here.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a big community now. People live here, work here,
school here.
Yeah, it's like more easy, more convenient for people. Yeah, that's why China's so fast, because it's so close. Everything is so close.
Yeah.
And then you don't need to like go a long way to buy your food. You don't need to go a long way to your school. You don't need to go a long way to do other things else, right? We can turn around there.
Sure.
And, yeah, go walk later here and then turn around. We'll also see some logistics company.
Yeah, let's go find some. There's trucks passing us now. And yeah, this is, I'm always trying new things. This is a cool podcast in the logistics center.
Yeah. Yeah, you can see the cargo, right? Even the small car carrying the cargo.
Like a truck there.
Like this one also carrying
small
cargo.
Small vans and like, yeah, little buggies full of stuff.
Yeah. We can walk here.
Down here? Okay.
Yeah.
Go down this small road. So there's some cars, but it's mostly bikes on this road.
Yeah. This one is the electric bike store. And you can see, I think, you can see this one also, the logistics company, you can see.
Yeah, there's little, really small ones.
Yeah, the whole street, like whole area, you can see the small one.
Yeah.
And like every building, the first floor is doing the logistics. Yeah. We can just keep walking, we'll see more.
Barber shops.
Yeah. And this one also logistic.
Oh, yeah, I see.
Yeah, this one also logistic. Yeah, that one also logistic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, even this one also logistic.
So, it's like 4 p.m. now. So this time you said the trucks are dropping off still. Maybe it's starting to change to the night. What time is the night pickup
start? Probably will be like after 8 p.m. Yeah.
8 p.m., okay.
Yeah, you can see here, usually the whole street is the...
Yeah, they're all
doing the logistics, the small...
They're like shop, first floor shops that kind of have lots of cartons and shipments inside of them.
Yeah. So, yeah, basically the whole area, they're big one, they're small one, the whole supply chain's here. Yeah.
Okay.
Also, this one also is logistics company.
Yeah, it's just everywhere. How many people are inside, you think? One or two, three people?
Yeah, one or two people. Some of them, there's like couple. They're a couple, and then they're doing logistics. So, yeah, they just like contact online and then send the cargo. But eventually, they will send the cargo to us, to our warehouse. Because we are big, and then we'll collect their cargo and then we will respond to load the container, all the stuff like this. Also the logistics.
Yep.
Yeah. So, yeah, they're small. As you can tell, they're small, but they still doing the logistics.
Yeah.
And they will, like, after they collect more cargo, they will send to the big company like us. And then we will respond to load the cargo, and then send to do the final shipping.
Got it.
Yeah.
Nice. All right. And so easychinawarehouse.com. Also, we're working, preparing for the cross-border summit.
Yeah.
The summit's coming. Like basically a month and a half.
Yeah. Also, we'll be cross-border summit this year too, and then if you're interested about logistics, and go welcome to come, and we can talk, discuss more solution for you based on your situation. You can tell me more about your situation. I can like custom help you custom logistics solution for you, and faster and cheaper, reliable. Yeah.
Yeah, it's been great. I mean, like, yeah, custom, like we're having a meeting earlier and there's lots of, because some businesses have different requirements, so collecting it, consolidating it, sending it different places.
Yeah, if you do the online e-commerce, you definitely need to send, ship the cargo, so you definitely need a reliable logistics partner in China if your cargo order from China. So yeah, I believe we can help you, so yeah.
Yep, and then our cross-border summit, you'll be coming down to Thailand, Chiang Mai.
Yeah.
It's going to be a good time. And November 4th and 5th is the core 2 days. If people want to join the mastermind pre-event, and then there's a Phuket also after, but the core is at crossbordersummit.com. Yeah. And I look forward to having you back, Justin, and doing some things together.
Yeah.
This is a fun walk. We're almost in a full loop back to the Easy China Warehouse.
Yeah.
And... yeah, so that was the core village that we just saw. Yeah. Oh, this guy's packaging up.
Yeah, this is doing the to South Asia. They are from the
South
there. Yeah, from the brand, they are shipping to the South Asia.
Southeast, like Thailand, you mean?
Yeah, Thailand,
Philippines, Vietnam, Malaysia,
Philippines. Yeah.
Got it. Yeah, these buildings are kind of close together too.
Yeah.
Awesome.
You can see like basically every building doing it. Just this one also like every building near us, they all do the logistics. So if you cannot find another place in China like this. The whole like every building is like logistics company there.
It is nuts. I mean I feel like in the US there's Chinatown. I mean Chinese like they make like communities or clusters of the services, restaurants.
Yeah.
Like somebody joked, there's like a pigeon, pigeon and restaurant. Lots of them in the same area.
Yeah.
Because one started it and then another came and then another came and there's like area for pigeon eating.
Yeah, because I think that the good thing for this is that the whole supply chain will easy arrive together. I mean, if you talking about the supply chain, what supply chain means? Supply chain means good supply chain is like you from the material, production, and you're easy to find. So why China so fast? I mean, if you make a sample, like in China, if you go to like 5 sophisticated product, you go to the right location, you find the right location, and then you're easy to get a sample in like 3 to 5 days. It's really fast. That's why we call it the China speed, right?
Yeah, China speed. Great. All right, I think we're good for now. Thanks for watching, everybody. Let us know what you think, and thanks for taking this discussion with us, Justin, and this walk around town.
Yeah.
I've seen this guy walking his dog. He seems really strong.
Yeah.
But I think that's because he's maybe lost some packages.
Yeah.
Or he's at the gym.
I think a logistics carrying the boss.
He's got no shirt. He's walking his dog, and he's like jacked. But I think it's from his logistics exercise.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks everybody for watching.
Thank you.
See you all soon.
Bye bye.
Wow, Mike, what a fantastic episode! I love how you're out there with your new gear, capturing real-time insights at Easy China Warehouse. It really brings the Global from Asia mission to life. Boots on the ground. Sharing the good, bad, and ugly of cross-border business.
Thanks, Lisa. Since we started Global from Asia in 2013, it's been about delivering real-world insights. With new tech and podcast gear, we're taking it to the next level, showing listeners and viewers what's happening in places like Shenzhen. Walking through the warehouse with Justin was a blast, and it's exciting to see Easy China Warehouse grow.
Speaking of growth, let's talk about Easy China Warehouse and the Cross-Border Summit. How's everything coming along, and what's the vibe in Shenzhen?
You know, Lisa, I was chatting with some friends here in Shenzhen, and they asked, Mike, how do you juggle all this? After 21 years of selling online, it's about chipping away every day. Consistent progress, no shortcuts. Easy China Warehouse is thriving under Justin's leadership. He's a rockstar CEO, laser-focused on clients, and we've seen significant growth since I joined about 18 months ago. As for the Cross-Border Summit 2025, we're gearing up for our 7th year, And we've got big announcements coming. Think AI, community ecosystems, and more.
That daily grind and passion really shine through, Mike. It's inspiring to see how you're building leaders and a global community. Let's answer Sarah's listener question from Seattle. How do you manage quality control with Chinese suppliers when you're based overseas?
Great question, Sarah. Managing quality control remotely is tough but doable. First, build strong relationships with your suppliers. Use WeChat or regular video calls to stay connected. Second, hire a third-party inspection team in China, like VTrust or Asia Inspection, to check products before they ship. Finally, set clear specs up front. Send detailed product sheets and samples to avoid surprises. It's about trust, but verify. Want more tips? Join our GFA VIP community at globalfromasia.com/VIP.
Such practical advice, Mike. Sarah, let us know how it goes. Mike, any final thoughts?
Just keep forging your own path, everyone. Entrepreneurship is a journey. And with AI and global opportunities, now's the time to scale. Join us at the Cross Border Summit in Chiang Mai, November 3rd to 5th, 2025, to connect and grow. See you there.
Absolutely. I'm pumped. Thanks for tuning in to Global from Asia. Let's wrap it up.
To get more info about running an international business, please visit our website at www.globalfromasia.com. That's www.globalfromasia.com. Also, be sure to subscribe to our iTunes feed. Thanks for tuning in.